From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group is now claiming responsibility for the horrific string of attacks around Paris that killed 129 people last night. That claim of responsibility appeared in Arabic and French in a statement circulated online and declared the six simultaneous attacks were a response to airstrikes against IS fighters in Iraq and Syria. President Francois Hollande has now declared 3 days of national mourning throughout France. Lisa Bryant was in the streets of Paris today and has this report for VOA.
Paris resident Adama Doi waited in a long line to give blood Saturday morning, just across the street from a pair of night spots targeted in Friday night's attacks. Ndoye, originally from Senegal, said he hoped his blood will help at least one of those wounded in the assault. "Look around you," he said. "There are Christians, Muslims, and Jews all here to help out." Witnesses say a gunman opened fire on Le Carillon Bar and Le Petit Cambodge restaurant, killing at least a dozen people. Both are popular spots located near the Saint-Martin Canal in northern Paris. Flowers, candles, and notes were strewn in front of the two buildings. These acts of solidarity are taking place around the city as Parisians come to grips with the scale of their second major terrorist attack this year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Eight men identified as the attackers, among the attackers, died Friday night. Their full identities have not yet been determined. And French President Francois Hollande is vowing to hunt down any accomplices. He says France will triumph over this barbarity. Of course, the United States stands behind them. This is VOA News.